Hello, dear. My dream self hears the now familiar voice and wonders if she should respond, if she has a choice. But then a strange creature appears in her mind. I'm not strange, it exclaims. I'm a porcupine. My dream self and I merge as I laugh loud and clear. But the porcupine stared. Want to know why I'm here? I chuckled and said, I am so sorry, I've never seen one as you. Please share your wisdom. I've been asking for a clue. I know, dear, she said, in the way dream talkers do. She turns and walks, or waddles away, and then I notice the landscape is very strange. Where are we? I ask as she continues to go. The teaching tonight is in this lava flow. You mean lava from a volcano? I said with surprise. Then suddenly I'm in it, with footing compromised. Whoa, I holler as my balance gives way. Hey, help me out, I yell. Don't just walk away. This is how I'm helping, she said. Watch how I walk. Use that drum of yours and walk. Don't talk about your problems or fears, here or in life. Complaining doesn't help. It only causes strife. So when worried, come here and walk step by step. And then you will find how to become an adept. In trusting, the next rock underfoot will emerge, and your concern for what to do will gently blur into nothingness, leaving only resolve that any dilemma you can certainly solve. I can't help but ask, speaking of dilemma, aren't you supposed to have quills? My teacher looked me right in the eye. A coyote thought he was clever. Now he feels ill. So peace to your walking. You're doing just right. But I've had a long day, so I'll bid you good night. As my teacher descends into the sea of rock, I notice the quiet. No need to talk. So I take step by step and feel gratitude, the last gift of this dream, a lovely full moon.